Yeah. Ready to go? You sure? Very good. Okay, so good morning. This is Ajahn Brahm here from Jhana Grove Hall, which once again is empty because of the COVID restrictions. And it's the 21st of April today, Tuesday morning. And it's a wonderful time to be able to share something about just how happy the monks are at Bodhinyana Monastery right now. Even though we're in lockdown, this is just basically what we're used to as Buddhist monks, trying to have lots of seclusion, lots of time, so we don't have to travel around a lot, and we can just be peaceful in our huts, meditating. But even though it's very beautiful conditions for the monastics at our monastery here in Perth, nevertheless, it's always important to remember all those other people out there who support us, who look to the monastics for inspiration and guidance and a way forward in times which some people find very difficult. For me, I don't know why people find this time difficult. All times in the world... All times in the world, there's always some problem which comes up. But when the problem comes up, first of all, we understand it's part of life. The life has problems. And if it didn't have the problems which we have to face and learn from, then there would be no growth for the human beings. Even some time ago, I mentioned the 70% rule, which I learned when I was a school teacher. Well, if you can not look to have perfection in this world, and also not too bad in this world, but around 70%, that's the very best. Because it means that life is pretty peaceful and happy, but the times when it's not, the difficult times when people criticize you, or you criticize others, where you make mistakes, where things don't go according to plan, those mistake times, that's where we learn. That's where we grow. And if everything went perfect, we'd have a wonderful time, but there'd be no growth, no purpose to this life. So whenever there is any difficulty, wonderful. This is the cutting edge of life. This is where we learn and we grow. Until eventually we find a way through, a way to understand what went wrong, or the fact it didn't go wrong at all. It's just our perspective of life was a little distorted. We forgot the real life, real life, has a balance between the joy and the suffering of life. And sometimes the suffering, the difficulties, they don't come when you want them to. Otherwise there wouldn't be much difficulty, not much problem, much suffering. They come according to nature. I often tell people that even my body doesn't belong to me. My body belongs to nature. And if it decides to get sick, if all the causes and conditions are there, then my body gets sick. If the causes and conditions are for health, then I get healthy. And that's all there is to it. I never blame myself, nor I blame others, nor I blame life. Because you make peace with life, and to make peace with life you understand it, and you work with it, rather than working against it. And so that means that you have a very good method to deal with all the problems and difficulties which come up in life. And with all the work which we have to do, even when you're at home, the home is not perfect, it's still work to be done, unfortunately. But one thing I reflect on, at times like this, the less one has in one's house, the less one has to clean, and the less one has to work. Smaller houses with less things, it means more time and more freedom for you. And understanding that, I tried to make my life not to amass more things, but to let go of things, not to even in meditation, not to get more attainments, but to get less. In other words, to let go, to give away, to live simply, both outside and also inside. Which is one of the reasons, the old saying which I've repeated many times, because my teacher Ajahn Chah repeated it many times. He said, meditate to let go. Don't meditate to get things. Meditate to let go of things. To see how much can vanish and disappear. Just like you have a room and you give out stuff to charities, or you clean it up and get rid of rubbish, and all of that stuff which you clean out makes your room more empty. And the more empty it is, the more freedom you feel. And also the more truth which you feel. And I say that because we're living in this planet Earth, which is quite congested. But you just, instead of looking to the left or the right, look up to the sky. Especially at night time. Especially in places like Australia. You look up at night time and you see the beautiful clear sky, which is empty, which goes on for light years, with nothing there at all. Yes, there are stars there, but they're just tiny compared to the immensity of space. And that immensity of space, of emptiness, of nothing being there, just reflects on the nature of one's mind. Just emptiness, space, as Ajahn Chah would always say about the nature of the mind. Wang, he said, Wang, which means empty, nothing there. It's only us who put things in there. And when we put something in there, we've got something to move, to clean, to care for. But when we throw things out, we are free. And we can really relax and rest. And find that peace was always there. We don't have to create peace. Peace was there. But we disturbed it. And we stopped disturbing things. We leave things alone, we let go, then peace, our natural habitat, returns. So let's see if we can find some of that inner peace. We find it's like coming home, coming back to where we belong, coming to our default state, sitting peacefully with the emotions of just stillness and peace. So invite everybody who's listening, if you wish, you don't have to sit down and close your eyes. With my eyes closed, I just breathe in some nice, sensuous breaths. I call them sensuous, I don't know what other word to describe. Just beautiful, delightful breaths, just to invigorate my body. Do this so my body can be comfortable. And breathe in happiness and joy. And let it soak into my body. Then I check my body in my usual way of creating a good posture. I don't pay so much attention to how my body is positioned, but how it feels being positioned in this way. So I check my legs, making sure they are reasonably comfortable. And I carry on checking my legs. Can I make you more comfortable? My legs and I have been connected for the last 68 years and a bit. So we have developed a pretty good relationship. And that's what I'm focusing on now. I'm not making use of my legs like you make use of a car or a slave. I'm caring for my legs. And a very powerful, simple method of doing this is just asking them legs, how are you? Legs, I really care for you down there. Can I make you more comfortable? I'm honest when I say this, even my legs answer me, said, yeah, I need to be changed. So I'll move them. That feels much better. But my legs say, thank you. Wow, that feels really great. So what I've done there, I've used the feedback which mindfulness gives me. Every time I move, I know how it felt before, I know how it feels now. If it's better, great. If it's worse, then I made a mistake, I'll go back to how I was before. I use that feedback for mindfulness, add this magic ingredient called kindness, and then we get kindfulness. When I practice kindfulness, I don't just think it or write about it, but practice it on my own body, then my legs relax. I feel really good. So I can actually move up to my butt. How are you, butt? It's positioned on a cushion. I wasn't really paying attention to it before because I was focusing on my legs. Now my butt, my cushion needs to be pushed in a little bit further, which I will do. That's better. Even a bit more. Great. Oh, that feels good. When I say it feels good, I'm mindful of how it feels afterwards. This simple using your mindfulness and kindness to create the comfort of the body is incredibly useful. Eventually it means you can sit for long periods of time and your body is at ease. And I check my back. Oops. Bone keeps falling down. Back feels pretty good. Just checking it out. Being mindful. And the information which I get from mindfulness, I make use of. My waist belt is a bit tight, I'm going to loosen it. Oh, it feels good. I don't really matter how long I spend getting my body correct. It's not just for physical comfort. It's actually practicing. Practicing the mindfulness and kindness. First on my body, and I'll do exactly the same in a few minutes on my emotional world. So everything relaxes to the max. Back to my back. Making sure that's comfortable. It's pretty good today. Loosening my shoulders. Just checking if there's any tension, any tight points there. And then learning just how to relax those tight points. How do I learn? How do you learn? By trial and error. Until you work out what works for you. What makes your shoulders feel more relaxed than they were before? Down my arms to my hands. Last time I gave a guided meditation in our center in Perth, I had my right hand over my left hand. Now I've got my fingers interlocked. It feels good, so I'm going to leave them like that. There is no magic meditation posture which works for you every time. except the one you feel is correct, which is always different. And my mindfulness and kindness is really doing its job, making sure the body is really comfortable. And of course, I use this when I go to sleep at night, relaxing the body so it has a very good rest. And go to my neck, moving my head around to give a bit of exercise to my neck muscles. And then waiting until my neck muscles are just really comfortable, with my head well balanced on top. Then checking my throat, making sure any phlegm from allergies or whatever is not causing a problem. That feels better. And finally going to my face. So then I'm aware of my face, it just wants to smile. Feels happy this morning. The muscles around my eyes just really open, relaxed. Eyes are closed, but not shut down tightly. Just close enough not to allow any light to come in to disturb me. My mouth, just slight turn up of the corners of the mouth. Creates this beautiful feeling of happiness. So I've mindfully scanned my body from the toes to the top of the face, making sure that everything is in a good position. Being kind, relaxing. I also notice throughout this whole process I've been in this moment, because physical feelings only happen now. The memories of them is very uncertain. The expectations of your physical feelings, don't really know. Physical feelings do help locate you in this present moment. And there's so many of them, we can't give every one of them names. They also help us keep silent, so we don't give things words. We let them explain their own existence, rather than us trying to capture them in a box with language. My physical feelings are free, without names. I feel my whole body, because it is feeling free, it feels delightful. And I indulge in the delight of a relaxed body. I know it takes my relaxation a level or two deeper. I know it's not a hindrance or an obstacle, but it energizes my mind as well. If you ask me what I'm aware of, it is the delight, the relaxed body, just sitting here. It's a great place to start the meditation from. Delight of relaxation. The piti sukha, which comes from kaya prasati. And then, it's just like the body is at ease, so it doesn't disturb me anymore. It frees me to go inside. My room is tidy, so I can go in to another room inside my mind. This is where my peaceometer is. Just know how peaceful I am today, right now. I don't blame or praise anything. When I'm peaceful, I'm agitated. Instead, I just know. And I'm kind. After many years of practice, of course, you know how to lower the reading of the peaceometer. You know what agitates you. Same old things, wanting, control, looking for the future, worrying about the future, or being a prisoner of your past. Those are things which are in your power to let go of. No one else is to blame. And you're not to blame. You just let go of past and future. The mind, after a while, inclines towards this present moment. It just loves it. I had so many wonderful experiences just being now. It's like a really good old friend. Sometimes with a good old friend, you don't need to speak. You just enjoy each other's company in silence. In silence, you're listening to the truth rather than speaking back at it. In silence, you can rest. You don't need to prove anything. You don't need to impress. It's just the quietness of just now. Listening with everything you have to this present moment inside. Notice whatever arises passes away almost immediately. That's disturbances. But a screen, for want of a better word. The background of all these things come and go. That is quite stable and peaceful. That screen is what I focus on. Not the disturbances, but focus on what it disturbs. And it acts just to light the body, it becomes delightful. Delightful peace of mind in this present moment. maybe like me, you can start experiencing your breathing. Not to choose it, but to let it come to you. And that too is very subtle and beautiful. Experience of the breath coming into my body. Staying as long as it needs. And going when it wants. No control. No words. Just knowing. And delighting. We're always in the moment. No past, no future. Silent. You really are in the moment. The meditation just involves, not evolves, but involves, goes deeper and deeper in. All by itself. I'm going to be quiet for about 5 minutes. When I start speaking again, it will be just the start, the ending of the meditation. getting close to the end of the meditation now. Just know the emotional quality of your mind. Notice how peaceful it is, how joyful, the delight in the mind. Try not to celebrate or give importance to thinking. Thinking misses the point. Experience, delight, peace. That is where you get insight and truth. How simple it is to find happiness. There's nothing. And then check your body. The mind is happy, the body is relaxed, it's at ease. It's had a good rest, this mind has. Every part of it feels so perfect. It's humming along. And now I invite you to open your eyes. It's awareness meditation. Enjoy beautiful moments of peace and delight, which you take from inside. You put out there into the world. To your body, into your family, and into your life. Thank you all for listening.